Good morning to you in Jesus' name, and grace and peace from Him. We'll use our words this morning to introduce our reading from Matthew chapter 7. The main thought, the central thought of our reading today is simply this: we stand firm when we stand on the powerful word of Jesus Christ. Our reading is actually in two parts. The very first part of our reading is the end of the greatest sermon of all time, the Sermon on the Mount. And the second part of the reading is an editorial comment from the evangelist Matthew. He tells us the effect of this great sermon on the hearers. So first of all, the end of the Sermon on the Mount. How does it end? Well, in a word, it ends with a bang, a crash. Something fell, and there was a great sound because of it. What fell? A house. Why? Because it was built on sand. The house, of course, is a life. A life built on anything other than Jesus Christ, the firm foundation, and His Word. And great is the crash. Such a life might hear the words of Jesus, but not take them to heart, pushing aside, rejecting, hearing only. But the sermon ends also with quiet and peace and security. There's another house built on Christ and His Word, standing firmly on it, putting into practice what Christ presents, teaches, preaches. The environmental conditions around both houses is absolutely identical. In fact, Jesus repeats the environmental conditions surrounding the two houses. Word for word, it's exactly the same. There is pounding rain. There are rising, surging streams. And there is pounding wind. And yet there is peace and tranquility within the one house, and a crash and a bang on the other house. Those conditions are, of course, conditions that enter all of our lives. There's nobody here today that isn't experiencing something that is a wind or a rising stream or a driving rain. The point is, we stand firm when we stand on the powerful word of Jesus. That's the message of the first part of the text. And the second message is the same. The effect of the sermon on the people was this. Matthew says that they were amazed when they heard these words of Jesus. The Greek verb literally means they were struck out of their senses. A dynamic equivalency in our vocabulary today would be it simply blew their minds when they heard these words of Jesus. Why were they so amazed? Why were their minds blown? Why were they struck out of their senses? Matthew tells us, because Jesus didn't preach and teach like the teachers that they were used to hearing, their teachers of the law. What did those people teach like, preach like? They preached opinions. They preached traditions. They twisted the scriptures. They chose from the scriptures only what they wanted. They were legalistic. They were nitpicky. They didn't do what they said. They wouldn't help people and comfort them with a gospel which they ignored. On the other hand, the crowds were amazed by Jesus because He spoke with authority, says Matthew. Spoke with authority. What is this business of speaking with authority? Well, first of all, He knew His audience. He knew the troubles they were going through. He knew the needs that they had. And His message was accordingly. Secondly, He spoke from Scripture. not from opinion. Thirdly, he spoke from the Father. He said directly that his message was nothing other than the message of the Father. And as God, as the Son of God, he spoke from his own message at the same time. He spoke clear and convincing law. Just think of some of that in the Sermon on the Mount in the first part of it. And be convicted yourself of this clear and convicting law. Are you angry? Have you been angry at anyone? Well, you're guilty of the fifth commandment, murder. No less than somebody stabbing a knife in somebody's back. Words that are daggers. Have you lusted? Which of us is without sin? We're just like the woman caught in adultery. We're just like David and Bathsheba. Have you judged somebody else, criticized them, grumbled about them because you have a great big plank in your own eye and you can't see your own faults? Well, so have I, and we are convicted. Do you worry? Do you doubt that your Father in heaven is really in control? You're guilty before God. Have you loaded up the treasures of this world and neglected true treasures in heaven? We are convicted. So Jesus preached clear and convincing law, and the people were amazed at how it cut to their hearts. But he backed up his words with his own actions. He himself kept that law perfectly. He said in his sermon that not one bit of the Old Testament would be unfulfilled. He kept it perfectly. He backed up his words with his actions. And he backed up his words with the biggest action as he walked willingly to the cross with our guilt, the guilt of the world upon him. No wonder he spoke with authority. No wonder the people were amazed. He actually did what he said. He practiced what he preached. And now we're amazed too. And we stand firm when we stand on that powerful word of Jesus. We just heard from our soloist and we just sang ourselves, where should we go? You have the words of eternal life. Is there any other way that you can build your house solidly and firmly other than on Jesus Christ? Where should we go? Where else should we go? He has the words of eternal life. Sitting in front of me are men who want to preach with authority. What advice would you give these seminary students who want to learn to preach with authority? Well, I think the advice that we would give them all, and to all of us here too, that we stand firmly on the words of Jesus and then proclaim his authority so that we can say, thus says the Lord. And then people will be amazed, not because of our own words, but because we are proclaiming the authoritative words of Jesus in all of their wonderful power. Are you someone who is shy about speaking the word? Remember that a simple Christian armed with the scriptures of Jesus is mightier than the mightiest pope. You speak with authority when you speak the comforting gospel of Jesus himself. Hear these words now from Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. So far the reading. Let us pray. We include in our prayer this morning a prayer for Lynette Jones, former professor and coach at Bethany College, who suffered a brain aneurysm, and even as we speak now, scheduled for 10 o'clock, was a surgery, angioplasty surgery, to hopefully, under the Lord's hand, alleviate the bleeding in the brain and so forth. So we include her in our prayer and her family. We praise you, Jesus, for the power and authority of your word in our own lives. To whom else can we go for forgiveness, help, and comfort? You alone have the words of eternal life. Continue to amaze us by the message of your perfect life lived for us, your sacrificial death for our redemption, and your resurrection victory. And send us out now into the world, built on the rock which is you, and armed with your word of authority. Put your word of authority on our lips, so that even through us others may learn of you, abandon their houses built on sand, and build their hope and houses on your blood and righteousness. And we pray for Lynette Jones. Dear Father in heaven, we ask you to be with doctors and assistants as they do this intrusive surgery. We know that you are the great physician of souls and that you do never abandon your children. You loved us to the greatest by going to the cross with us, and therefore we trust your love in this matter also. Be with the family of Lynette. Assure them that you never leave nor forsake your dear children, but that you cause all things to work for their good and for the good of all of those who trust in you. Though the winds and the waves are around us, we trust that our security is in you, because you have promised that our house will stand as we rest on you. In your name we pray, amen.